The Arne Prior Optimistic Women's Club has been active in the community since 2017. It's my pleasure to welcome member Amanda Smith. Anyway, you are with the Optimistic Women's Club.
Yes.
I'm aware of it, but that's about the extent of my knowledge. So first of all, tell me about the Optimistic Women's Club in Arne Prior.
The Optimistic Women's Club is much the same as the Men's Club. We have the same missions, the same goals in mind, and that is supporting youth in the community, families, and any community initiatives that are going on. We're just a big supporter. We also collaborate with the Men's Club, the Legion, the Lions Club, as well as the Teachers Against Poverty. It's great that we can work with all of them. Sometimes we have requests come in that not one club can manage by themselves. So when we're able to talk and communicate amongst all of the different service clubs, it just allows us to provide more support to the community.
How many members of the club are there?
Right now we're 25 women, which is exciting. We've grown a lot in the last few months, which means that more people know about us. And in turn, that also means that we are able to help more families.
And the first I heard about the cooperation involved was with the Santa Claus Parade, because that became an Optimist project this past year, and you guys collaborated with the organization of that.
Yes, the Men's Club did take over the organizing of the Santa Claus Parade last year. They did reach out to us and ask us for our support, and the way we were able to do that is help them organize Santa's visit after the parade for all the kids to meet at the Legion. So that's kind of where we stepped in to help make sure that ran smoothly, Santa could show up, everything was ready for the kids. Additionally, we have our own float in the parade, so we weren't able to assist them in guiding all the floats through the parade. They kept that with just their members. But with our float in the parade, we do our cereal for Seuss. And so all of our members dress up as Seuss characters, and we collect cereal boxes for the food bank, which is a fantastic initiative. And generally we're about 200 boxes every year, which makes a huge impact on the holiday season.
How long has the club been going?
Oh, we're relatively new. So 2017 is when the club started off for the women's side of it. And then, of course, we had 2020 COVID, so everything got shut down. So everything did slow down a little bit. All of our fundraising efforts came to a stop. And then we were able to pick up again in 2022, and we've been going very strong since then.
It's not an arrangement unique to Arne Prior, but in other communities, men and women are both members of the Optimist Club.
They are. It is a little bit different here. We actually are the first women-only club with Optimist International. So it was a really big undertaking. Essentially, what we wanted from Optimist International is to have their resources, to have their support, and just having a separate club from the men, we could help in our own way, and that would really be the quick responses to families who are in need immediately.
The silent projects that the club would get involved with, and probably some of the more meaningful.
Yes.
How does a person join the Optimistic Women's Club?
We love taking on new members. They just have to reach out to us. So we do have our Facebook page, the Arne Prior Optimistic Women's Club, or they can send us an email at optimisticwomensclub@hotmail.com. And then we invite them out to come and see who we are as a club and how we operate. I hope I got all the questions. I hope I got all the main points that were the important things to get across from the club.
Thank you very much for coming in and joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.